It's time for the local hero report. Brian Snell is with us. He is the communications coordinator for CISA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of people don't think about the farmers markets in the dead of winter.
Yeah, I mean, we're really lucky that we live in an area where we have farmers markets that are going all year round. I think we think of farmers markets as a summer thing, but in Northampton, there's a farmers market that goes all through the winter every single week at the senior center.
What kind of stuff would you expect to find at a farmers market in the dead of winter?
You'd think you'd go in and the only thing that would be there would be potatoes and squash, and those things are definitely there, but you can get fresh greens, you can get meat, honey, maple syrup, fresh made cheeses. I definitely love to prep my meals ahead of time. Like I do like one big batch of cooking on Sunday, so I just have to eat through the week. Actually, if you ask my roommate, WRSI DJ Emily Bork, what our kitchen looks like, we've converted it into like a huge production kitchen by the time she gets home. But it's really easy for me to be able to make like, you know, a big batch of soup that'll last me all week, like a roast or something, with stuff I can pick up at the farmer's market all through the year. You know, I can do the same thing in the winter that I can do in the summer.
Farmer's market in Northampton, this is open now through April?
Yep, every single Saturday.
Side note. Is Emily pretty skilled in the kitchen as you are?
Oh, for sure. She can. I consider myself a pretty good cook, but she can put me to shame pretty easy.
Just need to establish these
things. Yeah.
CISA's Winter Fair event. This is in sort of conjunction with the Winter Farmers Markets.
Yeah, it's a program that we've been doing for a number of years. So every year we partner with what has historically been four of the Winter Farmers Markets, and this year is going to be five. We've added a new one to do these kind of one-day special events where we help the market managers coordinate some workshops, both as a way that we can help promote the markets a little bit and as a way to thank the customers who are, you know, loyal to the markets all winter long. You know, winter markets are a really important outlet for a lot of farmers because there's fewer opportunities to sell your product, especially direct to consumers in the winter. So this is both a way for us to draw a little extra attention to those winter markets and to thank the customers that are coming every single week to support those farms.
Now, this Saturday is a part of the Northampton winter market.
Yep.
It starts off at 10 a.m. Ronnie's going to be there telling stories.
Yeah, telling stories for kids. Yeah, we got workshops going basically all day. You know, the market runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have workshops that start at 10. There's one on growing microgreens in your home. Kind of the idea that like you don't have to stop gardening in the winter. Even somebody who, like I do, lives in an apartment and doesn't have a lot of outdoor space, you can do some gardening inside.
How does that work?
So, you know, you take advantage of natural light that's in your apartment already, you know, right, through windowsills. You know, microgreens are greens that are just starting to sprout. You know, it's not going to be the bulk of your diet, but it's a really nice way to incorporate, you know, something you grew yourself into your own diet, like even in when it's 4 degrees outside.
So not a lot of weeding takes place.
Exactly, right. It's a pretty low impact gardening.
And then you've got Peter Dixon and Rachel Fritz are going to be there from the Parish Hill Creamery, showing people how to make easy homemade cheese.
Yeah, they're going to be doing a queso fresco. It's a really simple cheese that's, most of it is just sitting on your countertop. It's not a complicated thing, but it's, I think the workshop we have coming up after that one too is making tortillas at home with Jorge from Mi Tierra Tortillas. There's a theme here. It's kind of how much you can accomplish in your own kitchen, feeding yourself with stuff you can find locally in the winter.
This is our CISA report, by the way, with Brian Snell. He's the communications coordinator at CISA. Talk about the healthy incentives program.
Yeah, the Healthy Incentives Program started in April of 2017, so it's relatively new. It's a statewide program for everyone in the state that receives SNAP benefits when you purchase fruits and vegetables directly from a local farm. So that could be at a farmer's market, at a farm stand, at a mobile market, or through a farm share program. You get your SNAP benefits rebated to you instantly back onto your card. So if you're a household of 1 to 2 people, you can get up to $40 each month rebated to you. Up to, you know, a household of 6 people or more can be getting $80 back a month. And you have access to those benefits. You know, you can get your money rebated to you all year round. In the summertime, there's, you know, lots of farmers markets open and lots of farm stands open. So you have a lot of opportunities to earn those benefits. In the winter, the number of access points for that really diminishes. And so these winter farmers markets, in addition to being like a really good outlet for farmers, like I mentioned, it serves another additional function of being like one of the relatively few places people can still get these HIP benefits during the winter.
Now, we're talking a little bit about the winter fair coming to the Northampton Winter's Farmers Market, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday at the Northampton Senior Center. But you've got a pretty good schedule here that goes on way beyond that.
After Northampton, we have four other markets that are going to be having winter fair events. At the end of this month, there's one in Springfield at Forest Park that's on the 27th. And on February 3rd, there's one in Greenfield that's at the Four Corners Elementary School. On February 10th, the Amherst Farmers Market is in Hadley now. It's at the Hampshire Mall in Hadley in the hallway outside Target. I wasn't sure what to make of that when we heard it was going to be moving there, but I got to go see that space and it's really interesting. You know, the vendors there seem really happy and it's a really interesting space to have a farmer's market market in, because it draws in both people who have been going to farmers markets for a long time and people who have not traditionally been visiting farmers markets, but who, you know, have some other reason to be at the mall and then encounter one there. Yeah. So kind of anecdotally hearing from the vendors there, it sounds like they've been able to get a really interesting mix of people that are really familiar with farmers markets and that are not at all familiar with farmers markets. And I think that move is working out really well for them. That's what it sounds like. And then the last of these winter fair events is going to be actually a relatively new farmers market. It's the City Soul Market at the Mason Square Library in Springfield. That City Soul Market is a project of Gardening the Community, which is a Springfield-based nonprofit. One of their things that they try to work really hard on is building access in that community to local food and fresh-grown vegetables. And so this City Soul Market is on the second Saturday of every month at the Mason Square Library. Definitely worth checking out. It's a really interesting market.
Brian, how would people find out more about this, get the schedule, and get some more details on this?
Check out our website, buylocalfood.org. We have full schedules for all the winter fairs, when they're coming up, where they're located, the regular hours of those markets. Again, like, you know, even outside of the winter fairs, those markets are happening all the time, all winter. And if you're interested in the Healthy Incentives Program, either how to receive it if you're a SNAP recipient yourself, or how to support it if you're not somebody who receives SNAP benefits but wants to make sure that this program sticks around, you can check out buylocalfood.org/hip for information about all that stuff.
Wow, the winter farmers markets. Who would have thought?
I know, they're great. We're so lucky to have them.
Brian Snell has been with us, the communications coordinator for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Thank you, Brian, for coming in.
Thanks, Bob.